Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
David sent me a note about a story that's been popping up on my radar lately, and it has to do with chips and silicon chips and the chip shortages that are happening. And normally when you hear about chip shortages, it has to do with computers and video games. But it turns out now there's a lot of chips in automobiles, and it can be the case where a chip shortage can cause a problem with assembling a brand new vehicle. So the story is from Wired, but Ars Technica, I guess, apparently published it first. Jonathan Gitlin wrote it. A silicon chip shortage is causing big issues for automakers. And that is, you may have noticed that it's difficult lately to get a hold of new high-end graphics cards and game consoles. Now, I'll admit, hasn't affected my life a whole lot. I don't own a game console, and I'm not sure how high-end my graphics cards are in my computer. But that's due to an ongoing global shortage affecting semiconductor foundries. And as it turns out, that problem is even worse in the auto industry. It's getting so bad that a number of manufacturers, including Ford and General Motors, have had to go so far as to shut down shifts and entire factories. And we've heard stories before where a shortage of a particular part can cause an assembly line to stop, which is a nightmare for companies that are trying to cut everything as close to the bone as they can on manufacturing costs. And so it used to be in the old days, they'd stockpile a whole bunch of parts, and the car would come down the line, and they'd slap the parts on, the cars come off at the other end of the line. And somebody, bean counters, accountants, sat down and said, you know, if we could get the parts to arrive just in time, they'd take up less space on the floor, but it would also cost us less money, because we'd rather spend a dollar tomorrow than spend it today. So instead of getting a box car full of some widget that goes into the car, let's get 50 widgets for the 50 cars that come down the assembly line right now. And when we're ready to do the next 50, another 50 will just show up. And that timing is extremely important. And if you pull that off, it does keep your cost down. But the second there's a hiccup, there's a problem. And that's what we have right here. So Ford had to stop production in Kentucky in December of last year, and again in January of this year. And they've also ordered a month-long pause at a factory in Germany. Stellantis, which you might remember as former car companies, including Fiat, Chrysler, and Peugeot, reduced output at factories in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada around the same time. And as did Audi, which had to basically lay off 10,000 employees in Germany temporarily, with the CEO, Markus Duesmann, saying, the problem involved a very long chain with different supply levels on the components that we are short. Subaru's factory in Japan has also been affected. Production of Toyota's Texas-produced Tundra has as well. So I guess the Tundra is built by Toyota in Texas. Just fun to say. This week, the hits keep coming. Mazda just announced it might have to cut output by 34,000 units this year because of the chip shortage. Nissan's truck factory in Mississippi has reduced its hours. Wednesday, General Motors announced they're halting production at factories in Kansas, Mexico, South Korea, and Canada. In many cases, the automakers are trying to prioritize their more in-demand products, but as some of those closures show, that isn't always possible. The reason this is happening is it starts with the coronavirus pandemic. As countries around the world imposed new public health rules, automakers cut output, car dealerships and showrooms closed, and as sales dried up, the OEMs scaled back orders for the chips. So dozens of those chips go into every new car to control just about everything. Similarly, the chip makers scaled back their production of these chips in response to dropping demand. So as the restrictions have eased in many places, demand for new vehicles is climbing back up, but the automakers now have an issue. In the absence of those orders, the foundries and fabricators switched their capacity to fulfilling other orders instead. And despite its size, the auto industry is actually a small player in this field. So they only account for a tenth of global semiconductor output. So they get in line like everybody else, and other people got in line ahead of them. That bottleneck is expected to last for months. So The problem is not affecting the entire auto industry equally. Toyota says that they diversified their supply chain and increased inventory of components after the 2011 earthquake and tsunami in Japan. And Hyundai Motor Group did not cancel any of its chip orders in 2020 due to COVID-19, so they're unscathed. But the hit to the industry has been estimated at $61 billion, which is quite a scathing. On Thursday morning, Qualcomm warned that the shortage in the semiconductor industry is across the board and will affect them as well. So it's not just the auto industry. It's pretty much anybody who builds anything with chips in them. And nowadays, it's pretty much everything from the toaster that you use in the morning to your car. I'm joking. I don't think toasters have got chips in them just yet. Although I do remember The Onion jokingly selling a USB toaster back in the day. But, you know, cars have gotten smarter. Cars have gotten more stuff on board them, more complication. And much of it's good. Much of it's good. You know, the stuff like, you know, traction control and so on that we have in cars nowadays that we didn't have in the old days, it actually does make the cars safer. ABS brakes. You know, I remember cars that didn't have ABS. I still own one. And so, not all these things use chips, by the way. I'm simply pointing out that as cars got more complicated, some of the complications in the cars arose because there are things in there that have computers controlling them and control modules and all kinds of electronic interfaces. And it's both good and bad. When these systems work properly, sometimes it's startling what the car can do. On the other hand, when there are problems and things aren't communicating back and forth or things crash or they lock up, it's unsolvable. And I've had clients, more than I can tell you about, who have a problem with a car where there's an infotainment center, a thing right here. Usually it's either right here down like with the console or up here on the dashboard with a screen. And the screen tells you all kinds of stuff about the car. And screens blank out, screens lock up, screens do weird stuff. And it's almost like, think back to, you know, Windows 95 or something. I'm not saying that they're all like that. And I'm not saying that that's what they're actually running. My point simply is that when the stuff runs well, it's great. When it's screwed up, it's screwed up. And so the silicon chips are just, you know, one item going into the truck. But, you know, I seem to recall a story out of Chicago, and I think it was the Ford Explorer plant there, that had, you know, an assembly line moving along, and they ran out of a part. I believe it was a door handle or a hatch handle, but it was a handle. It was simply a handle. And because of some screw up somewhere upstream, they didn't have these handles and they had to stop the line. And again, the just-in-time ordering, I remember when that came in and they're explaining how that works. And it's one of these things where you go, wow, that is genius if that'll work. But if it screws up, you know, what's your margin of error? And so here's a situation where you've got silicon chips and the cars won't run without them. And I also suspect that, you know, it's one of those parts that goes into something, it goes into a larger group that goes into the car that you can't just go, oh, we'll build the cars and stick those in later. You know, like you might be able to do with, I don't know, like a hood ornament, right? So the assembly lines are shutting down. The car companies are putting a halt on the assembly of things. And that's because of a chip shortage. And the chip shortage, like I said, may have affected you already if you've been shopping for high-end graphics cards or game consoles. Like I said, I haven't been shopping for those things. But apparently that's the big deal right now. So this is where, where we've gotten to as a society. Our cars are so complicated that they need the silicon chips. And without the chips, they can't be built. And so without the chips right now in the pipeline, they've got to stop the assembly lines. Kind of a strange thing to be happening, but it's a sign of the times in which we live. David sent it to me. Ars Technica wrote it. Wired also published it. Jonathan M. Gitlin wrote it. A silicon chip shortage is causing big issues for automakers. And I've seen this in the headlines of both the Detroit Free Press and Detroit News, the two papers from the Motor City. And they've been talking about this for a while. And I'm not sure when the end will be in sight, but we'll keep an eye on it. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Life is a journey to an unknown destination from which the traveler never returns.